than a gaggle of geese. More fun than a room full of wombats. Able to reach huge audiences with a single broadcast.
Listen, coming from that speaker, it's talk radio.
It's an audio extravaganza.
It's the Outdoor Journal.
Yes, it's the Outdoor Journal radio show. Champion of equal rights for people who like to fish, hunt, camp, and otherwise play outside. Valiant, courageous fighter who fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the Canadian outdoors. And now, another exciting episode in the adventures of Outdoor Journal Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Another wonderful weekend as we head into the fall. Wonderful time of year if you're into the outdoors, especially fishing. I'm Angelo Bial. This is Outdoor Journal. Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Joseph Gorzkowski behind the board today. Look at you.
Good morning.
With your boot camp hat on. Where'd you dig that out of?
The same place I dig out all my clothes.
We probably don't want to talk about that. Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis on the board as per usual. Wonderful program. Great lineup. Before we get into that, just a couple of housekeeping duties. Hopefully everybody had a great Thanksgiving. Wonderful weekend. Over eight. Even though I'm on a very strict... figure this one, Joe. I'm on a, as you know, a really serious diet. I managed to overeat. I know. It's crazy. But I did.
One day a year. That's okay.
Well, that's what I always figured, too. I'll be all right. I'll survive it. I did my 6K last night to help me through that. So... make sure you go to fishingcanada.com website featuring all of the Fish in Canada episodes. People are asking, where can I see some of the old episodes? Well, it's simple. Go to fishingcanada.com and I guess you could go right directly to our YouTube channel. But it's much easier if you go to fishingcanada.com and click on show section there, and it's got all the years. I think we've got about a decade's worth of programming on there. And fumble your way through and pick out your favorite episodes and sit there and binge. I was on fishingcanada.com a couple of nights ago, went to check something out in particular, a little tidbit that I was looking for. I found it, but then I found myself binging on some of the old episodes, some of the original episodes. Holy mackerel. That's crazy.
And there's more coming too.
Is there what's coming?
Well, we've got more than a 10-year history, so.
Well, yeah. So they're all going to go up there.
They're all going to go up.
Oh my
yeah.
God! I don't know that I need to approve that one or not, but we'll see. Anyways, while you're there, check it all out. There's how tos. There's fishing hotspots. There's wild game recipes. There's outdoor news, which is a very popular segment of the site. Of course, ODJ radio podcasts are available there. On fishingcanada.com, or you can just go to odjradio.com, which will take you directly to that podcast area. What I would suggest that you do, if you haven't already done so, I would suggest that you go to fishingcanada.com and subscribe to the online newsletter, because all of this information I'm giving you now is coming out every day to our subscribers. They're getting all kinds of information that most people are not aware of. And on top of that, they're also getting some great bargains on various products that our advertisers and partners put up every month or so. And so they're getting all kinds of great opportunities to buy stuff before other consumers get a chance to. So you want to definitely be a subscriber to the exclusive Fish in Canada online newsletter. Of course, while you're there, hey, hello, we're giving away 9.9 Mercury motors every month, have been since March of this year, and we have given away, 6 so far, 2 more to go. We're giving away 9.9s, Mercury 9.9s, on fishingcanada.com. It's a free contest. All you have to do is go in and enter, and you could be one of the winners. Just like this past winner on the 15th of every month, so we just drew one a few days ago. His name is Jamie Palcut, P-A-L-U-C-K, from Kamloops, British Columbia. He's the 7th winner, so I was wrong. He's the 7th winner, not 6. We've given away 7 to date. 7th winner of the 9.9 Mercury Marine Motor. By the way, apparently Jamie Palluck, P-A-L-U-C-K, from Kamloops, British Columbia, apparently he's fake. Yeah.
I heard about that. What's going on there?
According to a couple of our genius Facebook friends. Let me read this for you. Hang on for just a second, Joe, because I can't see that far away. I got to move it up here. So it says one of the brilliant people that we have on Facebook says that I'm going with this one is a completely staged. It's completely staged. The winner, Jamie from BC, has no photos, no history, no timeline, no activity, just one profile photo from 2018 and 43 friends, !! Totally fake, !! The company created this profile. I'm sure of it, !! I'm sure of it.
Well, it's come down to that.
So yeah. So how does that work, Joe? Like when people do stuff like that, see, I'm not a big social media guy, as you know, but when somebody goes out of their way to make comments like that, is it illegal? Like, could you take legal action if somebody, and I'm not suggesting that we're going to, but I'm just saying, is that defamation of some kind? I mean, they're accusing the contest people of setting up a phony winner.
You have to admit, though, it is kind of strange.
What is?
Like, everything has a Facebook profile now. Like, even my dog does.
Your dog has a Facebook profile?
Yeah.
Really? And so if somebody doesn't have, they're not real? Is that what you're saying?
You don't exist.
Really, eh? So we just gave away a 9.9 to Jamie, who does not exist in BC, in Kamloops, BC.
Well, apparently not.
Oh. Jamie says later on in the feed, hey, I'm real. You know, I guess he just put that, I guess whoever faked it the first place put that out. Yeah. God help us all. God help us all. I should mention the name that did that because they're idiots, but I won't because I'm not like that. So we'll just pass. Anyways, congratulations to Jamie Palcut from Kamloops, British Columbia. He is the seventh winner of the Mercury 9.9 Fishing Canada giveaway. Two more to go, by the way. All you have to do is go to fishingcanada.com, enter the contest, and push send, and your ballot goes in the box in the virtual drum. And the more ballots you have in the... By the way, Jamie, the fake Jamie Pellock, the not real Mr. Pellock, had 83 ballots in the box. He was smart enough.
There you go.
Yeah, he was smart enough to have 83 ballots in the box. And by the way, just to continue on this moron who put this thing out on Facebook, later on, he, of course, morons attract morons, right? So he's got a couple of people commenting. I think one of them might be his wife. But anyways, and then he says, yeah, I pulled the plug on that contest real early. Way to go, Tim. Way to go, genius. Meanwhile, Jamie Pellock from Kamloops, B.C., had 83 ballots in the box, and he won himself a beautiful, brand-new 9.9 Mercury 4-stroke outboard motor, and he will enjoy it, I'm sure.
Well, you just write a note. Just tell him to go back to the Flat Earth Facebook page and, you know.
God help us. Anyways, keep entering as often as you can. Now, over the next 2 months, we will be adding some additional opportunities for folks to get more ballots in the box and get more prizes. One, all free of charge, of course. So nobody says you have to enter, but if you'd like to win stuff for free, then that's the place to go. It's called fishingcanada.com/contest or just fishingcanada.com and then push the contest button. Every 24 hours, you can re-enter a ballot every 24 hours. Next draw is November 15th. Weather predictions are coming in now, Joe. It is that time of year. Folks send it to us and say, hey, here's what's going to happen. Tell your listeners that this is gospel. So now we have it from AccuWeather. As you know, we have the weather channel comes on here periodically and gives us their update. But anyways, AccuWeather says that Ontario, Quebec will take the brunt of winter storms and snow this year because apparently Western Canada will be spared. I guess nobody told them that they got 2 feet of snow last week in Western Canada.
Well, they didn't really say. They also said that the Prairie Provinces would get the coldest winter.
But not snow.
Not snow.
Right. Meanwhile, they're still shoveling out of what they got last week.
It's not winter yet, though.
Oh, I see. Okay, gotcha. All right. I don't know. Unlawful trapping in Eastern Ontario. You know, we're so used to we're urbanites, right? Anybody in the GTA area, I call us all urbanites. So when we read our news in the morning, it's a whole different set of crimes that we read about. Well, in some of the more rural parts of eastern Canada and eastern Ontario, you might read stories like the one that was just recently out there about a report of conservation officers from the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry charging somebody with illegal trapping. I mean, who never even thinks? I mean, you don't even think there's trappers out there anymore, but apparently there is. Anyways, officers found cable snares with a big pile of bait to entice wildlife. Now, the snares themselves were illegal, and the bait was from roadkill. I don't know how probably tire marks on it, I guess. I don't know. I was going to say, I don't know how they know it's roadkill, but in any case, that apparently is illegal.
What are they trapping for?
I would think whatever would go after deer that's been roadkilled. Huh? Wolves, maybe? I don't know.
Bears,
maybe. No, but who knows? Anyways, two men were caught and convicted and fined $3,000. It's just stuff you don't read in the local newspapers. Every morning when you wake up, you hear about, you know, holdups and shootings and stuff like that. You miss the good stuff, you know, the trappers.
Well, that's got to be going off all the time in the north, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. By the way, not to make any light of it, I mean, it's a crime. So if you are listening from those areas and you see a potential crime, you can go call MNR Tips Line and Crime Stoppers to report the violation. Our guest this week, Alex Parks from Calm Waters Fly Fishing, based out of Guelph. As we know, fly fishing is gaining support and popularity throughout the country. I see it every week out on the road. More and more people are taking up fly fishing, but it has an extremely big appeal to women, which is very interesting. We're going to find out more about that from Alex Parks. Greg Beliveau will join us from Bass Barn Fishing Charters. I love this name. I love this name. Bass Barn Fishing Charters and Tours. Greg was a gentleman that Nick and I worked with a couple of weeks ago down in the Bay of Fundy for the great striper adventure that we had, striper bass fishing adventure. Anyways, it's a real gem of a fishery. It's brand new. Greg, I believe, is the only operator, the only charter operator in the Bay of Fundy right now offering bass charters. Can you imagine that? Talk about a brand new burgeoning industry. It's insane. And the fishing is absolutely outstanding. And, of course, I mean, you're in Nova Scotia, wonderful province. You're fishing the world's biggest tidal waters. It could not get more exciting. And Greg Beliveau will join us later on and talk to us about that. Our listeners shared this story with us. I've been talking for the last 30 years on this program how wonderful it is to have families and friends do their annual fishing trip. And I talk about one that I did for about 18, maybe 19 years when I was much, much younger with a group of guys. We used to go into Algonquin Park once a year. In fact, we would meet once a year in Algonquin Park, not getting together throughout the rest of the year. Just that one time a year, we'd meet at the gates of Algonquin at Whitney, and we'd go in and spend a week together in the bush. Well, this might be the greatest story of all time pertaining to that theme. It's a story about a group called MGM Fishing Crew, and they are celebrating their golden anniversary. This is a fishing group that gets together annually. They're celebrating their 50th year as a group. So we thought we'd bring them on the air and talk about it this morning. We'll be joined by Carl Glatt and Kevin Murphy, who are two of the organizers that are still with us. Fascinating story in itself. And not to give guys all of the stage here this weekend, Ann Marshall from Elmhurst Resort on Rice Lake will be joining us. And she's going to be talking to us about some wonderful opportunities, not just women, but entire families can enjoy for the fall season upon us. Then I'll be joined by my good friend, I haven't talked to him in a while, Carl Kolunka from the Extreme Angler Fishing Television Program and Extreme Entertainment. He'll join us, and we're going to take a little walk down memory lane. Carl and I are going to go hand in hand down memory lane about growing up in this industry and how we all got started, et cetera. So it's going to be a great episode. You don't want to miss it. But first, thank you. Time to take a little behind-the-scenes look at Canada's nationally viewed Fishing Canada show on Global Television Network. This week's episode, which airs at 8 o'clock Saturday mornings, is airing right now. I'm watching it right now. I'm green with envy because I'm not in it again. My co-host Peter Bowman is in the Chapleau area, Algoma region, but the Chapleau Lodge on Borden Lake. And he's facing some pretty tough situations with walleye. Sorry, and he manages to make a what do they say? Making a silk purse out of a sow's ear.
And yeah, I think
that's what he does. He decides midway to change his strategy, and what a great episode it turns out to be! You don't want to miss it. It's called Chapleau Lodge: More Than Just Fishing. And it's playing right now on Global Television Network, Coast to Coast. Of course, if you are watching or listening to this very program, chances are you're not watching the show. So you need but go to fishingcanada.com, the website for the program, and check out all the information available as to where, when, and how you can watch all of these exciting episodes on Canada's most watched fishing program. That's fishingcanada.com. That's it. We're going to take a quick break. More journal after this. Don't you dare go away.